Tarea 2.
Today we're going to learn about the famous artist, Claude Monet. Born on November 14, 1840, Claude Monet was a 19th century French painter and one of the founding fathers of French Impressionism. Some consider him one of the most important painters of the Impressionist movement, and he was certainly one of the most prolific, creating more than 2,500 paintings, drawings, and pastels in his lifetime. Monet was the second son of his parents. Though he was born in Paris, France, his family moved to Normandy only a few years later. His father was a businessman, and his mother was a singer. Monet's father wanted him to go into the family's grocery business, but Monet wanted to become an artist. When he was only 10 years old, he entered the local art school and began his studies. By age 15, Monet was well known in the town where he lived for drawing caricatures, or exaggerated portraits, of the people around him. His drawings were so good that people were happy to buy them, and Monet attracted the attention of more experienced artists who helped him to improve. In 1857, Monet's mother died. Shortly afterward, he left school and went to live with his aunt. In 1861, Claude Monet joined the army for what was supposed to be 7 years, but after 2 years he became sick, and his aunt agreed to pay to get him out of the rest of his service on condition that he agree to go back to art school. Monet was not happy with the traditional techniques that were being taught, and so after a very short time, he left the school and began to study with other artists who were trying to create in a new way. They painted outside, with quick brush strokes, more concerned with capturing the feeling of the color and the light than with accurate or realistic painting. This style of painting came to be called Impressionism. By 1865, some of Monet's work was accepted to the Salon, an annual art show in Paris, and his work began to be appreciated, but he was still very poor. He married his first wife, Camille, in 1870, and together with their young son, they moved first to England then the Netherlands, but by late 1871 they returned to France. In 1878, Camille gave birth to their second son, but she was very sick and died the next year. Monet had a very difficult time following his wife's death, but within a few years his career began to take off as his dealer had more and more success selling his paintings. In 1883, Monet settled in a house in Giverny, France, with Alice Ochedé, who cared for his children as well as her own six children. By 1890, Monet was doing well enough to buy the house and the land around it, and to build a greenhouse, a studio, and a garden full of water lilies. He continued painting up until his death on December 5, 1926, at the age of 86. His paintings hang in museums around the world, and his beautiful gardens are open for visitors who want to come and see the place. Today we're going to learn about the famous artist, Claude Monet. Born on November 14, 1840, Claude Monet was a 19th-century French painter and one of the founding fathers of French Impressionism. Some consider him one of the most important painters of the Impressionist movement, and he was certainly one of the most prolific, creating more than 2,500 paintings, drawings, and pastels in his lifetime. Monet was the second son of his parents. Though he was born in Paris, France, his family moved to Normandy only a few years later. His father was a businessman, and his mother was a singer. Monet's father wanted him to go into the family's grocery business, but Monet wanted to become an artist. When he was only 10 years old, he entered the local art school and began his studies. By age 15, Monet was well known in the town where he lived for drawing caricatures, or exaggerated portraits, of the people around him. His drawings were so good that people were happy to buy them, and Monet attracted the attention of more experienced artists who helped him to improve. In 1857, Monet's mother died. Shortly afterward, he left school and went to live with his aunt. In 1861, Claude Monet joined the army for what was supposed to be 7 years, but after 2 years he became sick, and his aunt agreed to pay to get him out of the rest of his service on condition that he agree to go back to art school. Monet was not happy with the traditional techniques that were being taught, and so after a very short time, he left the school and began to study with other artists who were trying to create in a new way. They painted outside, with quick brush strokes, more concerned with capturing the feeling of the color and the light than with accurate or realistic painting. This style of painting came to be called Impressionism. By 1865, some of Monet's work was accepted to the Salon, an annual art show in Paris, and his work began to be appreciated. but he was still very poor. He married his first wife, Camille, in 1870, and together with their young son, they moved first to England, then the Netherlands, but by late 1871, they returned to France. In 1878, Camille gave birth to their second son, but she was very sick and died the next year. Monet had a very difficult time following his wife's death, but within a few years his career began to take off as his dealer had more and more success selling his paintings. In 1883, Monet settled in a house in Giverny, France, with Alice Ochedey, who cared for his children as well as her own six children. By 1890, Monet was doing well enough to buy the house and the land around it, and to build a greenhouse, a studio, and a garden full of water lilies. He continued painting up until his death on December 5th, 1926, at the age of 86. His paintings hang in museums around the world, and his beautiful gardens are open for visitors who want to come and see the place